Amen. Let's be yes. Let's be excited for each other.
我们一起来be excited.
Be excited.
Okay. 我们一起互相问好一下，大家可以稍微醒一点。
And let's greet each other this morning. Stand up, greet each other before we get started. It's gonna be alright. Okay, 请坐。
All right, please be seated.
It is so good to see all of you today.
很高兴今天能跟大家在一起。
Today, we are going to be talking about how to listen to advice and then what to do with it.
今天我们要学习怎样的去听取意见啊，对那些给我们的意见，我们该如何的去选择。
When was the last time you received good advice and how did you feel about it?
大家最近一次是怎么听到的好的建议是什么？大家如何的去选择这些给你的好的建议的呢
？And now think about when was the last time you received bad advice？
上一次我们听过一个坏的建议又是什么时候呢
？And how did you feel about that？
大家又怎么感受的呢
？Now here are some examples of advice that I have for you this morning. Some may be familiar, some may not.
今天我会在圣经里面跟大家分享这些事情，大家可能有些比较熟悉，有些不是很熟悉。
Okay, here we go. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
在世上的是有一些大家有一些对建议的一些建议。我是给大家说一些，有一个是让我们的建议可以柔和一点，软化一点，当我们自食其言的时候，不要崩到我们自己的牙齿。
Okay, now here's another one. There are big cars and small cars out there on the road, right?
我们在路上看到大的车和小的车。
Never buy a car you can't push.
自己推不动的车就不要去买，所以我们都喜欢买日本车。
All right, and now here's a very American saying. Never put both feet in your mouth at the same time, because then you won't have a leg to stand on.
这是一个比较美国化的，就是说不要同时把两只脚放到你的嘴里，这样的话你的腿就没有地方站。意思就是说不要就是说说话太绝对，或者是。
Now perhaps there are some Chinese sayings that are also similar to this. I'll leave this to my brother Jai Lei.
我也没想到我们中国有些什么这样的建议哈，就是说没有，就是说给建议的时候要柔和一点，周到一点，好像我们有没有
？But unfortunately today, the king that we're going to be talking about, King Rehoboam, he puts both of his feet in his mouth.
今天很不幸的，我们今天要说到一个王，就是这个罗伯安这个王，他自己做了一些听取了一些坏的建议。
Although he has some good examples from the Bible.
但是他在这个圣经里面却给了我们一个很好的例子，让我们如何去学习。
And here's an example of biblical good advice.
这是一个下面所讲的是关于圣经如何教导我们听取意见。
Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice.
在箴言十二章第十五节说到。愚妄人所行的在他自己眼里看为正直，为智慧人肯听人的劝教。
So in our message today, a new king, Solomon's son, Rehoboam, he's a young leader who has to listen to the advice or voices around him in order to make choices in leading God's people.
今天所需要听取的这个信息呢，是关于一个新的王，就是所罗门的儿子罗伯安。他必须要听取和选择好的建议，来有智慧的来领导神的百姓。
And this message is about how we can learn lessons from his examples and listening to the voices.
这同时这个信息里面也要让我们看到，从这个例子看到我们如何的去听取我们周围的意见，而且做出明智的选择。
And here's what I hope you'll learn from today's lesson, that King Rehoboam's response teaches us lessons about God's voices and choices that can help us, first of all, hear what God is saying.
今天呢，我们听过这个罗伯安这个例子，让我们可以学习到如何的去对周围的建议有个好的选择。首先就是我们要听到神的话语。
Help us make choices as God speaks through the right voices.
让我们在神对我们说话，给我们一个正确的建议的时候，我们可以做出正确的选择。
And finally, practice godly living as a result of all this.
所以结果呢，我们可以在神里面做一个过一个属神的生活。
Now, all this is important because, let's face it, we all want to listen to good advice.
这都很重要，因为我们都希望听到好的建议。
But then how can we really be sure that God is speaking to us in a given situation that it really is good advice?
然而我们怎么能够确定这是神在特别的时候给过我们一个最好的建议呢？
So let us pray and then we're going to read our text and discuss all this a little bit in more detail.
我们先一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much that we have this opportunity to study your word.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们这么一个机会，能够来学习你的话语。
Bless us, Lord, with the sense of your presence through the power of your Holy Spirit.
主要来通过你的圣灵在我们中间来祝福我们。
May he guide us in what we should hear and what we should think about and how we should apply these lessons that you have for us.
来帮助我们如何的去听，如何的去懂得，如何的去操练你在我们你给我们的话语。
Father, our only desire.Is that you be glorified and that we respond to you in a way that pleases you.
主啊，我们唯一的愿望就是让你的名得到荣耀。
Lord God, forgive the one who is preaching his sins.
主啊，来祝福我们这个讲员的口。
We would only see Jesus this morning.
祝福我们会众只在今天只看到耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You're going to need a Bible this morning.So please, try to find or gain access to a Bible if there's one in your pews or open up the ones that you have. Our text is going to come from, let's go to the next slide, from 1 Kings chapter 12.
今天我们需要用到一些圣经上的经文，所以大家都找到一本圣经。今天我们所学习的经文是在列王记上第十二章第十二节。
We have two slides actually up on the board for the scripture today. Let's all stand, and the first slide we'll read in English, and the second slide in Chinese.
我们大家起立，第一个幻灯片我们用英文来念，第二个幻灯片我们用中文来念。
Yes, let's read from verses 12 through 15 in English first.
我们从用英文念十二节到十五节。
Three days later, Jeroboam and all the people returned to Rehoboam, as the king had said.Come back to me in 3 days. The king answered the people harshly, rejecting the advice given him by the elders. He followed the advice of the young men and said, My father made your yoke heavy. I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions. So the king did not listen to the people.For this turn of events was from the Lord, to fulfill the word the Lord had spoken to Jeroboam, son of Nebat, through Ahijah the Shilonite. Okay, and next slide, and now in Chinese.
我们一起用英文来念，中文来念。以色列人众民见王不依从他们，就对他说，我们与大卫有什么关分呢？与耶西的儿子并没有关涉。以色列人啊，各回各家去吧。大卫家，你们自己顾自己吧。于是以色列人都回自己家里去了，唯独住犹大城邑的城西，住作他的王。罗伯安王差遣掌管府库之人的亚多兰往以色列人那里去，以色列人就用石头打死他。罗伯安王急忙上车，逃回耶路撒冷去了。这样，以色列人背叛大卫家，直到今日。以色列众人听见耶罗波安回来了，就打发人去请他到会众面前，立他做以色列众人的王。除了犹大支派以外，没有顺服大卫家的。
谢谢你们，请坐。
Please be seated.
Well, what a mess!
Well, 这个罗伯安王造成了一个非常恐怖的一个现状，就是以色列国分裂了。
Next slide, please. It's hard to believe that what we just read is coming from the son of the wisest man that ever lived.
很难让人相信这个王所做的竟然是来自一个最聪明的王，就是所罗门王的儿子。
You would think this is the most foolish man that ever lived.
我们会想这可能是在以色列这个历史上最蠢的一个王。
But, you know, although this seems to be about a young kid who takes bad advice.
这其实是关于一个小孩子听取了一个坏的建议的一个故事。
This passage is really about the sovereignty of God and how he interacts with all of us as we make decisions.
其实这个信息真正关于的是关于上帝的主权，而且是如何他在我们生命中来做工，让我们在生命中做各种各样的选择。
And so, although it appears that this starts off with a new king, a young king, getting advice about how to lead his people as he prepares for his coronation ceremony, his crowning ceremony, I invite you to take a look at your text and look at chapter 12 and read verses 1 through 11.
我们可以看列王记上第十二章第一节到第十一节，我们看到这些经文从起初是关于一个王，他在他准备加冕礼的时候，他向他的大臣们寻求他们的建议。
It starts off, and he's Rehoboam is trying to figure out what to do next. And when you look at people, his people that come to him, look at what they ask him. Look at chapter 12 and verse 4. Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but now lighten the harsh labor and the heavy yoke he put on us, and we will serve you. Ah, 谢谢。Thank you. Very good.
我们在看到这些经文的时候呢，就是看到当这个罗伯安要开始继承所罗门王做王的时候呢，他的底下的以色列人就打发人来对他说你父亲就是所罗门王，使我们负重轭，现在求你使我们所做的苦工负的重轭轻松些，我们就侍奉你。
However,When we look more closely at this passage, we find out that the real story does not start in chapter 12. It actually starts in chapter 11.
如果我们在仔细地读这段经文，我们会发现真的这个事情的起源呢，不是在这个十二章，而是在十一章。
And if you really want a story that's almost like a Korean soap opera, you'll open your Bibles and take a look at chapter 11 here, 1 Kings chapter 11.
所以我们如果像仔细看的话，我们可以把圣经打开到列王记上第十一章，看到在这事之前所发生的事情。
Look at 1 Kings chapter 11 verses 1 through 6 and verses 11 through 13.
我们看这个从第一节到第六节。
And we see something that's heartbreaking.
我们看到很多令人伤心的事情。
Solomon is starting to worship the gods of his foreign wives.
所罗门在年老的时候就开始来侍奉他的那些太太们的王太太们的神。
And he breaks God's covenant with himself and also David, his father David.
他破坏了上帝与他和他父亲大卫所立的约。
Look what it says here in chapter 11 verse 2, you must not intermarry with them because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods.
在第十一章第二节神警告以色列人说你们不可与他们往来相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心去随从他们的神。
Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He was in love.
然而呢，这些所罗门却恋爱这些女子。
So it says Solomon did evil in verse 6 in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely as David his father had done.
结果在第六节就说所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，不效法他父亲大卫，专心顺从耶和华。
And then in verse 9, the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice.
所以第九章耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离向他两次显现的耶和华以色列的神。
Boy, God is really upset.
所以这时候神就非常的伤心。
Here it is. Look at verse 11. So the Lord said to Solomon, since this is your attitude, and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees, which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates.
大家看十一节，所以耶和华对所罗门说，你既行了这事，不遵守我吩咐你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回，赐给你的臣子。
Solomon had it all.
所罗门有所有的东西。
He had money.
他有钱。
He had women and wives and kids.
他有妻子和孩子。
He had a kingdom.
他有一个他的国王王国。
That was supposed to last forever.
在应该是永远的王国。
And he threw it all away.
然而他因为他的罪，他抛弃了这一切。
But not for himself. He threw it away for his kids.
他不仅仅自己丧失了这一切，甚至他的子孙也因着他丧失了这一切。
So what God decided to do was to leave two of the 12 tribes to Solomon's son, Rehoboam.
所以神就仅仅把两个支派中十二个支派中的两个支派给了所罗门的王罗伯安。
But the other 10 tribes were going to be ruled by someone who was the supervisor over Solomon's labor force. This was Jeroboam.
而剩下的这十个支派呢，就给了这个所罗门王曾经这个服役人的领袖，就叫做耶罗伯安。
Take a look at chapter 11, verses 31 through 38.
我们看一下第十一章，从第十一节三十一节到三十八节。
And there are incredible things here. God actually appears to Jeroboam and he talks to him through one of his prophets. And he lets him know, you are going to be king.
神在这时候三十一节的时候对耶罗伯安显现，而且告诉他说他要把十个支派赐给耶罗伯安做王。
That's not bad, huh? Supervisor one day, king the next day.
对耶罗伯安来说这是一个好事，他原先他是只不过是一个工头，过一段时间他就成了十个支派的王。
But many times when God gives us things as part of a vision and process, and so what he doesn't tell Jeroboam at that time is, by the way, after I finish telling you all this through my prophet, Solomon's going to want to kill you, so you better run and hide.
但是神给这个耶罗伯安的只不过是他计划的一部分。其实在耶罗伯安成了王以后，神并没有让先知告诉他说他最后还是会背离神，结果他死在其他人的手中。
And that's what happens. Verse chapter 11, verse 40, it says Solomon tried to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam flees to Egypt.
在这个十一章，而且还说到，当所罗门知道这件事的时候，他就要杀这个耶罗伯安，而耶罗伯安呢，就是逃到了埃及。
Now it's very interesting why God says he's doing this. You know? You see, God is like a father. He still loves his children. He still loves Israel. And he doesn't want to punish them forever.
我们觉得很奇怪的事情就是神为什么这么做？神对于我们来说就像是一个父亲一样，他爱他的子女，但是神为什么要这样去做？
Look at chapter 11, verse 39. I will humble David's descendants because of this, but not forever.
在我们可以看第三十九节，他说神说，我必因所罗门所行的使大卫后裔受患难，却不至于永远。所以神的处罚不是永远。
So all of this is just some background.
所以这些只不过是背景。
So Solomon, after starting off so well, like his father David, a man after God's heart.
所罗门王他开始是一个非常好的开始，就像他的父亲一样，因为大卫是一个合神心意的王。
He becomes like Saul, trying to kill God's newly anointed king.
然而他最后变成像扫罗王一样，他要去杀害神所高的王。
Now, one of the lessons we can learn from this is not to be unequally joined together in inappropriate relationships with people outside of the faith.
我们所学的一个功课就是说，我们不要跟那些跟我们有不同的这种信仰的人，就是那些不是基督徒的人搅合在一起太多。
Bad voices will lead to wrong choices.
他会给我们的这种坏的这种声音会让我们做出糊涂的选择。
And I don't care how much you might love that man or woman, if it's bad advice and if it's a bad idea, then it's going to turn out badly.
我不管你多么的爱那个男人或者是那个女人，但是如果他你周围有这些坏的声音的话，一定会导致你做出一个糊涂的选择。
But now here's the really big question for this story.
但这是一个对于这个故事的一个最大的一个问题。
And there's this. When we start going through the scripture a little bit more closely, it says, this is a question I really want to ask you. Okay? Does God's decision to punish the Israelites because of Solomon mean that Rehoboam had no choice in treating the people of his new kingdom badly? Did he have a choice at all in what he said to his people?
我给大家一个大的问题就是，既然神要用这个罗伯安所做的这些事情来完成他对这个以色列家的管教，那么罗伯安在对待他的这个百姓来领导这些百姓这个问题上面，他有没有这个选择来好好的对待他的百姓？
And then what does that mean for us?
而这些又对我们有什么意义呢？
Has God already decided something in your life that you're not aware of? And if so, if it's not good, what can you do to change it?
如果神在我们生活当中有一些对我们不利的决定的话，或者是我们以为对我们不利的决定的话，我们如何去选择去改变他对我们这些的做法？
And if it is good, what can you really do to support it and thank God for it?
如果给我们的是一个好的话，我们如何的去和他一起同工？
Let's go to the next slide. Oh, thank you. Okay, here we go. Hear what God is saying. This is the first thing I want us to remember. To be able to hear what God is saying by first starting with the Word of God.
所以我希望大家记住第一点，就是我们要听到神的话语，从知道神的话开始。
Look at chapter 12 now. As we lead up to the passage for today, right?Here we go. 3 days later, in 1 Kings chapter 12, it says, Jeroboam and all the people returned to Rehoboam as the king had said, come back to me in 3 days. So now we're going to look at what's going on just during those 3 days.
所以我们现在可以看，就是说耶罗波安让他百姓过三天再来，所以这第三日这些百姓就来了。
Okay, what I want you to notice is what's not there.
我想到大家知道一下，圣经里面还没有写的。
Okay, let's read a part of it together. Look at chapter 12 here, and verses 4 through 6. It says, chapter 12, verse 4, your father put a heavy yoke on us, but now lighten the harsh labor and the heavy yoke he put on us, and we will serve you.
在这个12节以前，在我们回到第四节的时候，我们可以看到以色列人向罗伯安来求的就是，你父亲使我们负重轭，现在求你使我们的所做的苦工负的重轭轻松一些，我们就侍奉你。
Wow, what a wonderful response from people.
百姓对这个其实罗伯安有一个非常好的回应。
They're saying, listen, your father taxed us so heavily because he built the temple and he built this empire that, you know what, it just wiped us out and we're tired.Okay, give us a break here and help us out. Reduce some of the taxes and we'll do whatever you want.
在这个时候，我们知道所罗门王在建殿和建他这个强盛的王国的时候，必然从百姓那边收了很多税，所以百姓在重税下面都过了很多年的，就是说很穷苦的日子。所以百姓来到他个所罗门的儿子面前说，你能不能让我们所交的税少一点，做的苦工少一点，这样的话我们还是会交税做苦工，但是我们会全心来侍奉你。
So this is what the Israelites ask him, and he answers wisely. Rehoboam answered in verse 5, go away for 3 days and then come back to me. And so the people they go away.
所以这个罗伯安在回答他们的时候也是很有智慧，他没有马上回答，他对百姓说， 你们暂且去，第三日再来见我。所以百姓就去了。
Now it's very interesting. As you read in that passage, you'll find out that the guy that God anointed to be king over the Israelites is with him. He still hasn't believed in this vision yet. That's Jeroboam. So they got Jeroboam with him as a backup in case things don't go well. Then they can say, "Ah, well, we still make Jeroboam king."
所以那些百姓其实还有这个。耶罗伯安做他们的后盾，如果百姓觉得这个罗伯安做的事情不合他们心意的话，他们说，哎，我们就把耶罗伯安立为王。其实百姓已经知道耶罗伯安的这件事情。
Then look at verse 6 here. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime. And how would you advise me to answer these people? He asked. Jeroboam as a new... Go ahead, please.
所以罗伯安呢，他这个王呢，他就去问那些在所罗门在世的时候服侍的那些老年人，他就说让他们给他出个主意来回复这些民。
So Rehoboam as a new king decides to hear advice from his elders as well as his friends. And verse 8 at the end of it, it says, and he consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him.
但是不幸的事情呢，就是说这个少年王呢，他还有一帮狐朋狗友，所以他就是不仅是到老年那边去找主意，他还到了他跟他一起长大的那群朋友们之间去寻求他们的建议。不幸的时候是他没有听老年人的建议。
In verse 9, he says, he asked them, what is your advice? These are young men. How should we answer these people who say to me, lighten the yoke your father put on us?
他问那些年轻人说，这名对我说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们这些使我们轻松一些，你们给我出个什么主意，我好回复他们。
Now, the reason that Rehoboam is doing this is he learns how to do this from his father Solomon. He's the one who wrote Proverbs and wrote all this good advice.
他之所以问这个年轻人也好，或者问这个老年人也好，他其实还是顺从他父亲在箴言所给他的一些建议。让这个罗伯安广泛地听取别人的意见。
However, what's missing here, as I said before, look at what's not there sometimes in Scripture. There's no indication that Rehoboam ever consulted God on any of this.
但是我们要注意看到这个圣经这一段经节所没有提到的，就是没有提到罗伯安这个人去在寻求人的意见的时候去寻求神的旨意。
Look at 1 Kings chapter 3, okay? I told you, you're going to need your Bibles.Turn to 1 Kings chapter 3. And then we see Solomon. You know, he's just a young kid, just like Rehoboam was. But you know what he's saying? He's consulting God first, and he's saying, who can govern and lead this people of yours? He realizes he needs God's help.
我们可以把圣经翻到这个列王记上第三章，看到所罗门王所做的。所罗门王在要称王之前呢，他首先寻求的是神的旨意。他就说，求神给我智慧，叫我如何去领导你的百姓，就是神的百姓，因为他知道神的旨意远远在人的建议之前。
And now you know what's also missing here in this passage? There's no mention of Rehoboam asking a prophet or a priest about what God has to say, or even consulting the book of the law. They had their Bible back then. They knew what the book of the law was, the five books of Moses. They knew what Moses had to say.But he doesn't do that either.
另外在我们可以看到这些经文里面没有提的就是这个罗伯安这个王呢，首先没有寻求神的旨意，然而他又没有寻求像先知或者是祭司去寻求他们的意见，看看神有没有给预言给他们，甚至没有去看摩西的律法书，因为这些有很多的这些道理在摩西在律法书中间已经明明白白的提到了。
And I would like to propose to you that this is because Rehoboam was cool.
我们并不能说这个王是一个很叫什么很酷的一个王。
He had his daddy's money and cars, even women if he wanted them, and he could just say, "Hey, I can do what I want."
这个王有所有的一切，从他父亲而来的，有钱。甚至有车子有女人他也可以做他愿意他任何他想做的事情。
So he's asking for advice, you know, to be nice.
他 顺从他父亲给他的经验，为了做做一些表面的文章，他就问了一些其他人的建议。
But what he doesn't do is he doesn't consult God first.
问题就是他没有从起初就问神的旨意。
If he had, he would have learned about the opportunity to have an everlasting kingdom.
Okay. 如果他问王问如果他求问神的时候，他有就会有一个机会知道他如何使他的国王使他的王国存到永远。
And he would have discovered how Solomon broke the covenant by being ungodly.
他也会知道他的父亲所罗门怎样去与神破坏了与神的约。
He has wisely listened to advice like his father advised. Look at Proverbs chapter 19 verses 20 through 21.
他也可以看如果他想聪明的去寻求建议的话，他也可以顺服他父亲在箴言二十节到二十一节所说的，就是说你要听劝教，受训诲，使你终有智慧。
It says, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise.
你要听劝教，受训诲，使你终有智慧。
But I think that he forgot about the second part of that instruction.
但是我想他忘记掉了这个指示的第二个部分。
Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
So, all I'm really saying here is very basic. Hear what God is saying by starting with God's word first in all your plans.
所以当我们开始计划我们事情的时候，我们首先是要听神的声音，听神如何的去指教我们。
I'm going to let you read Proverbs 16:9 and then Proverbs 20:24 on your own. But I want you to just realize that a man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way?
在箴言里面继续提到，在十六章第九节，人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。二十章二十四节说，人的脚步为耶和华所定，人岂能明白自己的路呢？
And the Holy Spirit was given to us to begin our guidance from that point, beginning with the Word of God, to explain the Word of God to us, and by connecting us to the heart and mind of God.
很感谢神，神在新约的时候赐给我们圣灵，让我们知道神给我们的心意，让我们知道神给我们的计划，让我们知道神给我们的道路。
So, hear what God is saying by first starting with the Word of God.
所以我们在第一点提到，就是说我们首先要听神给我们的声音，神给我们的话语。
Next slide.
下面一张。
We got also learn lessons from how Rehoboam received advice and be different from him. We want to be different than Rehoboam, okay? So we're learning from him. We want to be different from him. All right. And we do that by listening to God first through His Holy Spirit, and then by doing this, prioritizing the voices that are around us so we can make right choices.
所以我们在今天呢学习到这个罗伯安这个教训，所以我们要跟罗伯安不一样。我们首先是要借着圣灵听神向我们所说的话。第二点呢，我们要仔细的去选择我们周围的建议和声音，让我们做出一个正确的选择。
Are you ready for another proverb or saying?
我们有没有准备好听下面一个箴言？
There's a wise American saying that says, the trouble with good advice.Is that it usually interferes with your plans?
有一个美国的谚语说，一个好的建议的问题，就是它经常跟你的计划相违背。
And in the case of Rehoboam, verse 4 in chapter 12 provides us some insight in what he says in verse 13.
对于这个罗伯安这个问题呢，在第四节第十二章第四节所说的在。他第十二章第十三节所说的给了一些背景。
You see, Rehoboam, remember I said he was cool. He had to look good in front of his friends, you know, because now it was his turn. Daddy was dead. And so he said, yeah, I can impress my friends. We can just do everything the way we want to. And look how he answers the people. It's just incredible. Verse 13, the king answered the people harshly, rejecting the advice given him by the elders.He followed the advice of the young men and said, My father made your yoke heavy, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions. I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing people go to war on.
这个罗伯安呢，这时候所罗门王已经去世了，嗯，他是一个年轻的王，也是很酷的一个王，他有所罗门王的一切。所以呢，当所罗门王去世以后，他可以随心所欲的去做。当百姓让罗伯安去减轻他们的恶的时候呢，罗伯安完完全全的忘记了他的祖先的教训，他就去跟那些年轻人的狐朋狗友们一起采取他们的建议，就对这些百姓们说呢，用严厉的话回答百姓， OK， 照着少年人所出的主意对百姓说，我父亲使你们负重恶，我必使你们负更重的恶，我父亲用鞭子打你们，我要用蝎子鞭责打你们。这些都是非常非常就是说严厉的话会导致这种战争，如果在国际上面。
This was the advice of his younger and closest friends, and it had disastrous results.
这些建议都是从这些罗伯安的那些很亲密的年轻的朋友那边来的，而这些建议是非常坏的建议。
The people reject what he has to say, they insult him, and then they kill the tax official that he sends out to collect money from them.
百姓所做的呢，听了这些话以后，百姓们就抛去了这个罗伯安。也侮辱了他，并且把他派去那十个支派收税的那个官员也给杀了，就是亚多兰也给杀掉。
How could this have been avoided?
怎样避免这些事情呢？
What was so wrong with the elders' advice in verse 7 that said, if today you will be a servant to these people and serve them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants.
而那些长老们所给的建议又有什么错呢？他们这些长老们在第七节回答说，现在王若服侍这民如仆人，用好话回答他们，他们就永远做王的仆人。
You know the part that's wrong for Rehoboam?
所以罗伯安就给了一个坏的错误的回答。
If today you will be a servant.
如果那个时候王如果服侍这民如仆人一样。
Rehoboam could have had it all, but he had to humble himself first.
罗伯安可以有这一切，但是首先他必须要自己谦卑下来。
He also had to learn how to listen to voices by looking at the outcomes of their lives.
他而且要学习去看从那些给他建议的人的结局来看那些建议。
See, there's nothing wrong with listening to young people.
听年轻人的建议其实没有什么错误。
Especially if the young people have gotten their advice from older people or have gotten it from the Word of God.
特别是那些年轻人所提的建议是从年长的人来的，或者是从神而来。
I mean, let's face it, some of our young people today are really smart, and they do know the Word of God.
我们这里面的年轻人有很多是非常非常聪明的年轻人，而且跟神有很好的关系。
So, the kids in our youth group is an example.
我们 youth group 的小孩都是示例。
They have been taught the Word of God, so you can believe a lot of the things that they say.
他们受教于神，所以我们可以相信从他们嘴里所说的话。
But what's better is to listen to the voice of experience and look at how their lives have turned out because they have followed God.
但是我们要注意听那些有经验的人的建议，因为他们在与神同行的时候，从神那里得到了很多的经验。
And verse 8 says Rehoboam rejected that advice.
但是罗伯安却抛弃了那些人给他的建议。
But by doing that, he also rejected the examples of his father and grandfather and what happened to them and what they did when they first became kings.
同样的，他也抛弃了他的父亲所罗门和他的祖父大卫给他的所做的榜样。当他们成为王的时候，他们是如何的寻求建议的。
There's a saying that says, those who do not learn the lessons from the mistakes of history are doomed to repeat them.
有一个谚语说，如果我们不知道如何从历史中间去学习那些教训的话，我们还会不断的重复那些历史教训。
So consequently, Rehoboam has to run for his life.
最后呢，这个罗伯安最后是要逃跑，从百姓那边逃命。
Now, as Christians today, we are taught to prioritize the voices of our elders and their experience depending on the outcome of their lives.
所以作为基督徒，同样我们也是要在寻求意见的时候，或者在听取意见的时候，我们要看到那些给我们意见人的就是说他们的生活，他们的结局。
Look quickly at Philippians chapter 4 verse 9.
我们看腓立比书第四章第九节。
Okay, don't give up on me yet. Don't please, take a look.
我们一起来看
What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, this is Philippians 4:9, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. And then also in 2 Timothy chapter 1:13, follow the pattern of the sound words that you've heard from me, and the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书第四章第九节说到，你们在我，就是保罗说，你们在我身上所学习的，所领受的，所听见的，所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。同样在提摩太后书第一章第十三节，保罗说，你从我听的那些纯正话语的规模，要用在耶稣基督的信心和爱心，常常守着。
So here it is. We start with the word of God first, prayerfully listening to the Holy Spirit.
首先我们要通过圣灵来听见神的声音。
And then we prioritize advice from our elders and teachers in the faith based on how they have followed Christ.
我们在听取这些意见的时候，我们要我们从我们的长老或者是我们作为属灵的弟兄姐妹那里听取意见的时候，我们也要看到他们是怎样跟随耶稣基督的。
This is what we can learn for what Rehoboam did not do.
这是我们可以学习的，而罗班从来没有做这些事情。
Okay, let's go to the next slide.
下面一张。
Now here it is. Practice godly living.
所以我们有了这些，然后我们怎样在神里面活一个属神的生活呢？
Here's the big question, and this is not an easy question to answer.
这是一个大的问题，也不是一个很容易回答的一个问题。
If Rehoboam had done all this, would it have made any difference at all since God had already decided to split the kingdom? Does Rehoboam have free will?
如果罗伯安做了我们刚才所提到的这些事情的话，那么神既然已经决定要分裂以色列国的话，罗伯安做这些事情会改变这一个吗？
Verse 15, look at that closely. So the king did not listen to the people, for this turn of events was from the Lord to fulfill the word. This is 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 15. So the king did not listen to the people, for this turn of events was from the Lord to fulfill the word the Lord had spoken to Jeroboam, son of Nebat, through Ahijah the Shilonite.
我们看十五节，耶罗班这个罗班这个王呢，不肯依从百姓，这事乃是出于耶和华，为要应验他借着示罗人亚西亚对尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安所说的话。
I've got good news for you. Humility before God always makes a difference.
因为神给这个神的旨意真正是出于就是说能够决定一切。
You see, the key here is not whether or not Rehoboam had free will or not.
因为在这个问题上并不是罗伯安有没有他的自由意志。
The key here is that God was trying to teach the descendants of David humility and obedience.
而神真正要做的是要教导这个大卫王的后裔如何的去一个现实的问题，而且如何去顺服上帝。
Remember what we said in chapter 11? Okay? And it was like God says, I will teach the descendants of David humility.
所以我们在这个第十一章所以看到神要做的其实是要就是说要给大卫王后裔一个教训。
So, Rehoboam still had free will. It's just that God decided, you know what? Normally, I would send prophets to these guys and would make sure that they understood what I was going to say. But in this case for Rehoboam, he's prideful. I'm just going to let him, leave him alone and let the people watch and see what happens.
所以神在这里所做的呢，就是说原先神的正常的做法是当神有他的旨意的时候，他会派遣一个先知去提醒罗伯安他所要做的事情。但是呢，因为罗伯安本身是一个非常骄傲的人，所以神就没有做，神就让罗伯安自行随己意行事，然后让百姓看到这样随己意行事的后果。
So after he had fled for his life in chapter 12, verse 18, you know, Rehoboam's pride was hurt. He said, how dare these people? I'm king. How can they do this to me?
当12章第18节，当罗伯安从百姓那边逃命的时候，他的这个自尊受到了很大的伤害。他说，这我是一个王，我的百姓怎么能做这样的事在我身上？
And so he decided, I'm going to start a war and make them do what I want.
所以他决定要开始去打仗，让这些百姓来做那些强迫那些百姓做他要他们所做的事。
And here it is, I'm going to scourge them with scorpions, you know, sting them a little bit, then they'll listen.
他所想的就是我还是要用蝎子鞭打他们，他们这样才会听我的话。
So he wanted to make the northern tribes submit to him, since they had already made Jeroboam king in verse 20. Look, they brought Jeroboam there as a backup, and so in verse 20 they say, okay, we'll just make him king. And it was fine with Jeroboam, because God had already told him, you're going to be king.
所以百姓在二十节的时候就听见耶罗波安回来了，就让耶罗波安去做以色列十个支派的王。耶罗波安对这件事情呢没有什么意见，因为神在之前已经跟他说了这件事情。
So here's 180,000 guys, he gets together, and he's getting ready to kill and murder all of these innocent brothers and sisters in the kingdom just because they won't do what he tells them to do.
而罗伯安这个王呢，就是从到耶路撒冷，然后就从犹大家和便雅悯家招了十八万军队，所以呢，要去与以色列家征战，好将国夺回来。
So far, God has left Rehoboam alone, but now he says, hey, wait a minute now. Okay, now you've gone too far. Let's look at verse 22 and verse 23.
God, 前面呢，就是说神完全是随罗伯安他自己行事，但是到这个时候呢，神开始做他的工作。他说啊，罗伯安，你这个已经走得太远了。我们看第22节到23节。
Okay, so read it together with me from chapter 12, verses 22 on. But this word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God. Verse 23, say to Rehoboam, son of Solomon, king of Judah, to all Judah and Benjamin and to the rest of the people,Verse 24, this is what the Lord says. Do not go up to fight against your brothers, the Israelites. Go home, every one of you, for this is my doing.
所以我们一起来念第22节到24节。但神的话临到神人示玛雅说，你去告诉所罗门的儿子犹大王罗伯安和犹大便雅悯全家并其余的民说，耶和华如此说，你们不可上去与你的弟兄以色列人征战，各回各家去吧，因为这是出于我。
So finally, it says they obeyed the word of the Lord and went home again as the Lord had ordered.
所以呢，最后众人就听从耶和华的话，遵守耶和华的命回去了。
Now the Bible tells us that God hates pride.
圣经告诉我，神非常的憎恶这个骄傲。
And he does drastic things in order to set an example whenever he finds pride in the heart of a leader.
所以当他发现有人有骄傲的时候，他会用一个非常特别的方式来纠正这个。
He killed David's son after David murdered an innocent man, Uriah.
当大卫谋杀了那个无辜的人，就是乌利亚以后，神把大卫的那个跟阿斯巴生的第一个儿子带走了。
And he never let bloodshed depart from David's household.
他从此以后，大卫的家就一直在这个血与征战当中。
And he drove a famous king, Nebuchadnezzar. He drove him to insanity when he boasted about himself.
当尼布甲尼撒开始吹嘘他自己的作为的时候，神就让他发疯。
This is from Daniel chapter 4.
这是在但以理书第四章所说的。
So Rehoboam here in these final verses, he's learning a very painful lesson when he observes the people listening to God and going home, because now he realizes that what he did is wrong, and this is a very important lesson for him because later on it will save his life.
最后我们看到罗伯安这个王，他还是学习了这么一个功课，虽然很痛苦，所以他看让百姓一起回家去了，而他重新谦卑的来到神面前。我们可以看到这非常的重要，因为我们看到他的谦卑在最后也救了他自己一命。
And in turn over and look into a book. We don't study 2 Chronicles or 1 Chronicles that often, but just take a quick glance at 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 12. It's right after 1 and 2 Kings.
如果我们看，其实我们可以看一下历代志下第十二章第十二节可以看到当埃及王来打这个以色列的时候因为他自己罗伯安这个王的自己的谦卑耶和华怎样使他的这个灾难过去。
Because Rehoboam humbled himself, this is 2 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 12, the Lord's anger turned from him and he was not totally destroyed. Indeed, there was some good in Judah.
我们可以看到当这个罗伯安王自卑的时候耶和华的怒气就转消了不将他灭尽并且在犹大中间也有善意的事。
So Rehoboam had finally learned to be humble instead of prideful, but it cost him most of his father's kingdom.
最后呢，罗伯安学习到了这个谦卑的功课，而他的骄傲已经基本上把他的这个所罗门给他的王国已经基本上丢失了十二分之十。
The Bible says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
圣经中在这个箴言第十六章第十八节告诉我们说，骄傲在败坏以前，狂心在跌倒之前。
So I hope you learn the lessons from Rehoboam's life today by doing, don't do what he did, do the opposite of what he did.
所以我希望大家在这个罗伯安这个身上学到这个教训，不要做他所做的，要做他相反。
But then you will learn how God gives grace to the humble.
然后我们就会学习到神怎样的降恩在这些谦卑的人身上。
But he is opposed to the proud.
他是敌对那些骄傲的人。
And so that's why the Bible tells us and teaches us through this, that our job is to work out our salvation today with fear and trembling.
所以圣经告诉我们，当我们领受我们的救恩的时候，是带着这个敬畏和战惊的心来领受。
Yeah, from Psalms chapter 2, verse 11, and 1 Corinthians 2:12.
在诗篇第二章第十一节，或者在哥林多前书二章第十二节，都这样说到。
Yeah, you see, it can't be, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God. Man can't do anything to me, I mean, I'm invincible.
我们不能有这样的骄傲的心，说我们是神的儿女，我们是，所以呢，我们是不可战胜的。
It has to be more like, you know something?God's in charge. I'm so glad He's allowed me to participate in His plans today. I know I don't deserve it, but God, I love you, and I hope people learn from me about your love today.
我们应该这样说我们其实我已经忘记掉了。Can you repeat that again?
I don't know if I can act and repeat the whole thing at the same time.
其实我们有一个应该有一个很谦卑的心我们来到神的面前因为我们本身是不配来到神的面前的神用他的慈爱和怜悯让我们来到他的面前所以我们跟神祷告的是说让我们与他的计划同工在神里面而且在神里面靠着神我们才是不可战胜的不是靠着我们自己是不可战胜的
Jaleigh, that sounds great. Thank you. All right, and so we're getting ready to close here now. And here's the verse I want you to think about. How God even makes a person's enemies to be at peace with him when we practice this kind of godliness in our lives. That's what I mean by practice godly living.
所以呢就是说当我们有谦卑的心当我们在我们生活当中过一个属神的生活的时候神会让我们的敌人能与我们和好。
I'm going to leave you with two verses to look up on your own. 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 9 and Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7.
我让大家回家去读两段经文一个是历代志上22章第9节和箴言第16章第7节。
But we're going to close here with a story. Let's go to the last slide.
我们以一个故事来结束。
This is sad. This happened in Austria.
这个故事发生在奥地利。
The citizens there didn't know what to do because Napoleon's army, it was massive, was just about to invade the town.
这个小城的百姓呢，不知道如何的去做，因为拿破仑的军队大军已经抵近，而且准备攻打这个城市。
The people in the village saw all the soldiers at the top of the hill.
这些百姓们已经看到，就是说，拿破仑的大军已经铺在这个大山山上面山坡上面准备进攻了。
And so they got together a town meeting, a council of citizens, and they decided whether they should try to defend themselves or whether they should put up a white flag that says, "Hey, Napoleon, we surrender."
所以大家呢都聚集在这个市政厅要开一个会，是决定呢到底是去防守呢，还是就去向拿破仑军队摇摆旗投降。
This happened on Easter Sunday morning. This is a true story.
这个是个真实的故事，这个故事啊正巧是发生在复活节早晨。
And they were all gathered together in their local church.
所以他们就一起到这个当地的一个教堂里面去。
And so the pastor rose and said,
所以这个牧师就站起来说，
Friends, we have been counting on our own strength, and apparently that has failed.
朋友们，我们数算了我们自己的能力，很明显我们会失败。
As this is the day of our Lord's resurrection, let us just ring the bells, have our services as usual, and leave the matter in God's hands.
既然今天是神复活的那一天，我们就一起来开始我们的崇拜，打响钟声，然后把其他的事情都交给上帝。
We know only our weakness and not the power of God to defend us.
我们现在所知道的只是我们的弱点，我们不知道神来帮助我们，来帮助我们防守的力量。
So here you go. Oh well, why not? Let's just give up. We can't win anyway.
所以百姓就说，好吧，我们就这么做。
And the council accepted his plan and they rang the church bells.
所以他们就开始他们的敬拜，把教堂的钟打起来。
Now this is the way God works.
这是神如何的去做。
The enemy hearing the sudden peal concluded the ringing of the bells. The enemy heard the ringing of the bells and they concluded that the Austrian army had arrived during the night to defend the town.
而那些法国军队呢，当天听见突然间钟声大响的时候，他们就怀疑就是奥地利军队在晚上其实已经到了这个小城，而且已经开始准备防守这个小城。
So before the service ended,The enemy broke camp. All of the Napoleon soldiers broke camp and they left.
当这个复活节的这个敬拜还没有结束的时候呢，这些法国军队已经就是开营扎拔营扎寨拔营离开。
So this is what it means to practice godly living. God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
这就是神为什么这就是神抵挡那些骄傲的人。降恩给那些谦卑的人的一个示例。
You see, Rehoboam could have made choices differently if he had acted on the right voices and advice differently. But so can we. We can do that today by doing these things. Hear what God is saying by first starting with the Word of God. Make choices as God speaks through the right voices by prioritizing those voices based on their experiences and the outcome of their lives. And finally, practice godly living as a result of turning away from pride.And learning to become humble and following Christ's example.
所以我们看到罗伯安是可以原先是可以这么做的。我们很感谢说我们今天可以这样去做。我们可以听神的话语，靠着圣灵的指引，我们可以看着那些给我们智慧给我们智慧建议的那些人，在主你的关系和在耶稣基督的道路上行走的状况来选择他们的建议。我们也可以通过这些建议能够让我们离开骄傲，能够谦卑地来到神面前，来过一个属神的生活。
So think about the way God is working in your life today. It's not hopeless. Even if he's made some decisions already and it seems like, well, it's nothing I can do, trust me, if you're humble before God, things can change.
所以我们应该想我们自己的生活，我们神可能已经为我们做出了很多的决定，我们说我们对这些决定无能为力。然而，当我们谦卑下来的时候，我们会发现神真正的在我们身上的美意。
And if you don't know God today, you can finally have peace with God and learn what it means to listen to the right voices and make choices that helps God to bless your life.
如果大家如果还有没有认识神的朋友们，我也是邀请大家能够今天来接受我们的上帝。这样我们你们可以听见神给你们正确的声音，正确的建议。
If that's what you want, as I pray, just raise your hand and one of the elders or deacons will come over and pray with you and talk to you more about it.
如果有人愿意今天接受耶稣基督为救主的话，当我祷告的时候，你就把你的手举起来，我们的长老和执事会跟你有一些交谈。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for being the great God that you are.
亲爱主，亲爱天父上帝，谢谢你成为谢谢你是这样伟大的上帝。
Father, thank you for the plans that you have and for allowing us to be able to participate in them.
主啊，谢谢你在我们身上的计划，也谢谢你给我们一颗愿意的心，在你的计划与你的计划同工。
Help us to learn from these lessons from the life of Rehoboam and be fruitful and act differently.
主啊，让我们从罗伯安这件事情上学到教训，让我们在你的当中，在我们的生活当中结果子。
And Father, may you be glorified.
主，我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
Father, there are some here today who don't know you.
主，我们这里，我们中间也有一些人并不知道你。
Father, they want peace for their own lives.
主，他自己掌管他们自己的生活。
They want to learn what it means to listen to your voice, the right voice.
然而，他们想在生命中有更多的平安，他们愿意来听你的声音。
Hear them now and accept them as they reach out to you.
听他们的祷告。接受他们成为你的儿女。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.